Kitchen. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, an update as fire crews work to contain a wildfire in Wharton State Forest, Burlington, and Camden counties, which started this morning. So far, 400 acres are burned. The blaze is 75% contained, plus Jackson Road reopened. A deadline for New Jersey residents with student loans is fast approaching.
April 30th is the deadline for student loan borrowers to consolidate their loans so they can be part of a federal loan forgiveness program. The New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance is sending emails to around 72,000 eligible borrowers with privately held federal family education loan program loans to remind them of the April 30th deadline. Student loan borrowers must apply by the deadline to receive credit toward loan forgiveness. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Police in Jersey City are looking for the driver of a vehicle involved in a road rage incident Monday night, and they do have video helping out their search. It all happened on Route 139 when the driver of one car was accused of almost crashing into another. The driver of the first car then approached the second at a stoplight and kicked a rear door. The confrontation led to a fight prior to the driver of the first car returning to their vehicle and taking off. The other driver was not seriously hurt. The White House says it's monitoring tense pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses around the country. White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates condemned what he called alarming rhetoric at some student demonstrations.
While every American has the right to peaceful protest, calls for violence and physical intimidation targeting Jewish students and the Jewish community are blatantly anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous, and they have no place on any college campus.
Protests against Israel at various universities, including Columbia, Yale, and NYU have escalated in recent days, prompting accusations of anti-Semitism. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Will tomorrow feel more like March than April? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
It's 11:04. Here's fast traffic.
287, delays continue in both directions because of construction between exit 2 and 4 in the Edison area. You've also got southbound delays between exit 12 and exit 8 Piscataway. That is construction work as well. And coming off the Outer Bridge crossing, 440 south into the Parkway, Perth Amboy, a little slow. You got construction there. And yes, they have started road work on the Parkway northbound direction in Cranford, 136 to 137. You got the right lane closed. It was really backed up there for a minute, but it's looking better now. Remember, you got that express lane work too, both ways at exit 109. Westbound 280, right on schedule. Delays Stickle Bridge to exit 13 Newark with construction. 3 West looking better into the Western Spur. Southbound car lanes closed for construction. Northbound work 5 to 6. 295 South closed at the Aljo Curve. Some delays there with the diversion to 76 West and across the Hudson leaving New Jersey. The lower deck is closed at the George Washington Bridge. They may be starting some work leaving New Jersey at the Outer Bridge crossing at the tolls. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
Connect with us anytime. Call us at 1-800-283-1015 or drop us a message on our app. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, clear and colder overnight with areas of frost inland. Lows mostly in the mid to upper 30s, but lows will be closer to 30 in the coldest spots across the northwest hills. A cooler day Thursday despite lots of sunshine, highs 55 to 60. It will be closer to 50 at the shore. Clear and chilly again for Thursday night with areas of frost, lows mostly in the 30s, and still cool into Friday with a good deal of sunshine. High temperatures will be in the low to mid 60s. It will be at the 50s at the shore. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And in Parsippany, it's 55 degrees. South Plainfield, it's 59. And in Manahawkin, it's 61 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.